Pacific Southwest faces off against Maryland here in the third day of the Cal Ripken World Series as Pacific Southwest comes into this one with a 2-0 record. And Maryland State comes into this one with a 1-0 record and an all. Very important game here at Nationals Field as this one just about set to get underway between Pacific Southwest and Maryland. Pacific Southwest sporting a green top and gray pants in their new Under Armour uniforms. Maryland sporting their new Under Armour uniforms as well, wearing red trimmed in black letters that say Maryland, and those are also trimmed in yellow, wearing gray pants and red and yellow socks. The umpires this evening for this matchup, or this morning rather, for this matchup are going to be behind home plate. It's going to be Don Myers, the Maryland native. At first base, the Indiana native, Jim Newborn. And over at third base is going to be the Florida native, Patrick Moore, as the introductions here just getting underway. Well, for Pacific Southwest, it's going to be this order. Starting things off, leading things off for Pacific Southwest is the second baseman, Gavin Gamble. At shortstop, batting second is going to be Will Springer. Hitting third and playing catcher this morning is going to be Gavin Van Groningen. Fourth for the Pacific Southwest, playing center field, is going to be Vincent Rangel. And pitching this morning for the Pacific Southwest is going to be Matthew Aguirre. Hitting sixth, playing right field, is Trent Avedia. At first base, hitting seventh, is going to be Daylon Davis. In the eighth spot is going to be third baseman Trace Pierce. And the ninth spot is going to be the extra player this morning, Ethan Teal. And rounding things out for Pacific Southwest is going to be left fielder Elias Garcia. And on the other side, for Team Maryland, leading things off is going to be first baseman Donovan Freyer. Hitting second, playing catcher, is going to be Jack Bulger. And at shortstop, hitting third is going to be Tremaine Cobb. Hitting fourth, pitching this morning is going to be Noel Aristi. And the fifth spot, being the extra player this morning, is going to be Chase Crosby. And the sixth hole is going to be third baseman Brandon Baker. At second base, hitting seventh, is going to be Chris Osorio. In right field, batting eighth, is going to be Zaki Wheatley. In the ninth spot, the left fielder, Ramel Washington. And rounding things out for Team Maryland is going to be Jason McHill. As these two teams are just about set to get underway. Well, these two teams have played for Pacific Southwest. They've played two games already so far in the World Series as they got things going on a Sunday afternoon where they took on New England, rather, as Pacific Southwest would walk away winners by a final score of 3-2. And then in yesterday's game on Sunday evening, a matchup between Pacific Southwest and Pacific Northwest. As we thank you from all of us at SFM Sports for all tuning in with a highly tuned in broadcast. That one was a great one, as Pacific Southwest would walk away winners 5-1. And on the other side for Maryland State, or the Maryland team rather, they played just one game. That came back on a Saturday as they faced off against the Southwest team at 5:30 at Nationals Field right here. The Maryland team would walk away winners 11-3. These two teams in a division, or group A rather, as the top two teams in each pool advance. In that pool is Pacific Southwest, New England, Maryland State Southwest, and Pacific Northwest. As Pacific Southwest, with a win today, would all but seal up group A, and they would most likely be advancing on to the next stage of this College World Series. On the mound this morning for Pacific Southwest is Matthew Aguirre. And on the other side for Maryland is Noel Aristi. As these two teams just about set to get squared off here. A beautiful, kind of cloudy morning here on this Monday as we are just about set to get underway. A nice morning here, as all weekend it was quite muggy and sunny, but nonetheless no rain, and that's all that's important as we're about to get set underway and we're going to have the Babe Ruth rules announced and a code of conduct here as we'll tune in for that.
Develop a strong, clean, healthy body, mind, and soul. Develop a strong urge for sportsmanlike conduct. Develop understanding of and respect for the rules. Develop courage in defeat, tolerance and modesty in victory. Develop control over emotions and speech. Develop spirit and cooperation and play in team play. Develop into real, true citizens.
Ladies and gentlemen, one more time for Herbie Carrington. And now...
Oh, Herbie Carrington for Team Maryland, going over the Babe Ruth Code of Conduct, and nice job by the youngster to do so as the umpires toss out the Rosenbeg to the mound. A perfect toss by the first base umpire this evening, and a better toss for the ball by the home plate umpire as these guys laugh it off. And now Pacific Southwest is going to meet over down on the third baseline in a little pre-meeting before they take the field, as well as Maryland. They're going to do the same thing over on the first baseline. A very important game here at Nationals Field. Pacific Southwest 2-0 in pool play. Maryland 1-0. Maryland just about set to get to take the field, as Maryland's going to be the home team this morning. And Pacific Southwest is going to bring out their top three hitters. It's going to be Donovan Freyer, Jack Bulger, and Tremaine Cobb. So these two teams battle it out here. All the final three games of this Cal Ripken World Series are going to be broadcasted on a television on the CBS Sports Network, as well as the International All-Star Game. That one's going to be fun, as we'll also have all those broadcasts for you here on sfmsports.net. I'm Mitch Gerber. Thank you so much for joining me this morning as these two teams getting ready to take the field, as Maryland does so right now. Well, a couple fun promotional nights so far at this World Series, as tonight it's going to be the International Dance Extravaganza over at Cal Seniors Yard after the Mexico and Korea game, which is set to take place at 8 o'clock. So that one, the International Dance Extravaganza, for those that will be around, is going to be something that you won't want to miss. Set to get underway around, I'd say, roughly 10 o'clock and will last until about midnight. But a fun event nonetheless. On Friday was the opening ceremonies that took place at 4:30, as all teams were introduced and introduced into the atmosphere of the World Series. And at 5 o'clock, it was a world record-breaking attempt, as everyone in the stadium blew a bubble courtesy of Big League Chew, and that record was actually broken. So another fun event there. And then on Saturday, there was a parade in downtown Aberdeen, which took place at 10 a.m. And then it was splash day for the next 2 days here on Saturday and Sunday, as there was inflatable water slides blown up just beyond the center field fence at Cal Seniors Yard and just to the left of Nationals Field. Fun for everyone, to say the least, as this one's just about set to get underway. A dream for all 18 teams that came into this World Series, and it's going to come down to just a few in the next few days. A windy morning. Haven't seen much wind throughout the entire weekend, but clouds setting in here. Still some blue sky. As down the left field line, it's going to be 215 to the foul pole. Seen a couple home runs so far this World Series at Nationals Field. To deep center field, it's 262 with a ginormous wall out there. And down the right field line, it's 215 down the line to the foul pole, and the scoreboard just to the left of that, as well as a grandstand with a few fans out there just beyond the right center field fence. The coaches going down to the respective base paths here, as this one's just about set to get underway, as the pitcher for Maryland, Noel Aristi, finishes up his warm-up pitches. A tall, lengthy right-hander on the mound for Team Maryland. Is this one just about to get underway? A few minutes late, or a few minutes early, rather, as it's 9:56. This one's scheduled officially at 10 o'clock. So we'll see what time that one officially gets underway. Well, for Team Maryland, in the field, in left field, is going to be Ramel Washington. In center field, Jason McKill. In right field, Zaki Wheatley. At third base, Brandon Baker. At short, Tremaine Cobb. At second base, Chris Osorio. And at first base is Donovan Freyer. And doing the catching this evening for Team Maryland is Jack Bulger. And his assistant on the mound is Noel Aristi. Is digging into the box from the left side for Team Pacific Southwest is Gavin Gamble.
This is going to be number two, Gavin Gamble.
Gavin Gamble, a short left-handed hitter, has some speed underneath him as he digs into the left side, and this one's just about set to get underway. Aristi will set at the waist and deliver the first pitch. That one's going to be right down the middle for strike one. This one officially underway at 9:57 Eastern time here in Aberdeen, Maryland. Second pitch is delivered. That one swung on and missed for strike two. So an 0-2 count to the leadoff hitter for Pacific Southwest. As the right-hander sets and delivers the 0-2, that one's going to miss upstairs, and a good eye by Gamble to lay off of that one. A 1-2 count here to the leadoff hitter. Aristi sets and delivers. That one's going to be a breaking ball that's going to miss outside, and the count's going to go even at 2. Oh, a nice crowd for Pacific Southwest down the left field line. And a decent-sized crowd for Team Maryland down the right field line as the 2-2 pitch is delivered outside, and the count's going to go full. Don Myers, the home plate umpire this morning, as Aristi will set and deliver the payoff pitch. It's going to be swung on and miss for strike three. A nice pitch there by Aristi. After he was ahead in the count, 0-2. Then loaded the count to make it full, and then battled back and delivered a fastball. That was swung on a miss by Gamble. So there'll be one away for Will Springer as he awaits the first pitch. That one's going to be on the inside corner for strike one. Springer, the shortstop this morning for Pacific Southwest, as he sports a yellow and black bat. He'll await the 0-1 pitch. It's a check swing. And that one's going to be inside for a ball. That one's going to officially be ruled as a foul tip now, as the home plate umpire, Don Myers, signaling an 0-2 count. And the 0-2 pitch is going to miss upstairs at the eyes. So the count's going to go to 1-2. Pacific Southwest with a 2-0 record so far in pool play. With a win in this game would ultimately seal the deal and move on to a pool or the next stage, as that one's going to hit Springer right on the arm. And Springer's going to go trot down to first base, so there'll be a runner on with one away here for the three-hole hitter, Gavin Van Groningen.
Now batting number 11, Gavin Van Groningen.
Aristi goes back to the back of the rubber, picks up the rosin bag. He'll reset here with the runner on first. We'll see what Springer over there at first base elects to do, as the throw over to first base is not going to be in time to get him. So they'll reset here. The first pitch to Van Groningen is going to be down the middle for strike one. Well, Van Groningen stands in on the right side, a rather short three-hole hitter, but looks to do a job here as the throwback over to first is not going to be in time to get Springer. Van Groningen, the catcher for Pacific Southwest, awaits the pitch. That one's going to be lined to the right side, and it's going to go foul. And so the count's going to go to 0-2. An 0-2 count to the three-hole hitter. Here comes the pitch. A runner breaks for second. That one's strike three down the middle. And the tag, a strike him out, throw him out for Team Maryland. And that's going to do it in this half inning. We'll head to the bottom of the first and see what Maryland can do at the plate. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Starting pitching battery for Pacific Southwest. On the mound, it's going to be number 7, Matthew Aguirre. And behind the plate, it's going to be number 11, Gavin Van Groningen.
Come Bottom of the first inning here at Nationals Field as Matthew Geary takes the mound for Pacific Southwest. Following a strike-em-out, throw-em-out from Team Maryland in the top of the first. And due up for Maryland here in the bottom of the first is going to be Donovan Freyer, Jack Bulger, and Tremaine Cobb, the first baseman, catcher, and shortstop for Team Maryland. Well, fans, stream the Cal Ripken World Series from anywhere in the world on your mobile device with the TuneIn app. Just search SFM Sports Channel 1 and 2, then listen to all 44 games of the Cal Ripken World Series on your smartphone or tablet. Thank you to Buffalo Wild Wings for supporting that. As the warm-up pitches finished here, as the catcher this evening or this morning for Pacific Southwest is Gavin Van Groningen. And his assistant on the mound at Matthew Aguirre. Aguirre, a right-handed pitcher. It stands on the mound, a pretty lengthy right-handed pitcher, much like Team Maryland's pitcher Aristi. As Aguirre will look into his catcher, Van Groningen. He'll set and deliver the first pitch. That one's going to be lined into left center field. That's going to get down for a hit. This one could be trouble as that one gets in the gap, and the runner's going to go for second. And he's going to reach second easily. And so Team Maryland leads off with a double from Donovan Freyer here in the bottom of the first inning.
Now batting number 18, Jack Bulger.
A nice swing there by the first baseman for Team Maryland as he went after a first pitch fastball on the outer half. Drove it into the left center field gap to get things going for Maryland. As Aguirre will reset, look back into his catcher, Van Groningen. That's going to bring Jack Bulger to the plate. Bulger, the right-handed hitter, awaits the first pitch. That one's going to miss low for ball one. Well, Bulger supporting Team Maryland with a red top jersey, gray pants, and has his socks pulled up. And will stir up action with the red and yellow, the Under Armour logo on it. As the second pitch is delivered, that one's going to miss outside. And so the count's going to go to 2-0. Aguirre gave up the leadoff double here to Team Maryland and Freyer. That's where we sit. Freyer leads off a second. Bulger awaits the 2-0 pitch. Here it comes. That one's going to miss low for ball three. Bulger, I have to imagine here, probably getting the red light. But who knows, because it's early on in the game. Freyer leads off a second. Springer over there at short, holding him on closely. Second baseman Gamble well at his position. As the 3-0 pitch is delivered, runner's going to break for third. The steal is going to be safe. So Freyer goes down over to third in time, as that last pitch was going to be a ball. So Bulger trots down to first base with a walk and no one away.
Now batting number 15, Tremaine Cobb.
That's going to bring Tremaine Cobb to the plate, the shortstop for Team Maryland this morning. As they have a first and third situation and no one away. Middle infield will play at double play depth. Corners of the infield playing even with the bags as the first pitch is going to be delivered. The steal down to second is not going to be in time as the shortstop's going to cut the throw off to try to get Freyer cheating, but Freyer goes back over to third. So second and third as Bulger picks up his first stolen base of the morning. And Cobb will look to drive him in here. Aguirre, the right-hander, sets and delivers. This one's going to be lined over to the first base side, but that's going to go foul. And the count's going to go 2-0-1. And so Aguirre is going to be asked to toss that baseball back in. He'll get a fresh one from the home plate umpire this morning, Don Myers. Myers, an Edgewood, Maryland native. Huge honor for all these umpires in the Cal Ripken World Series to be here. As Aguirre, the right-hander, will set and deliver. That one's going to be back up the middle. A tough play for Springer at short. He's going to fire it over to first. The run's going to score. As Maryland will lead this one, 1-0. So Cobb grounds out on a 6-3 play, but gets an RBI on the ground out. As Freyer comes in to score, and that's going to bring up the pitcher for Team Maryland, Noel Aristi. Aristi digs into the right side here. He'll wait the first pitch. That one's going to miss up high for ball one. Well, Bulger also on that ground ball moved over to third base after the throw from Springer. And so another runner just a few feet away from scoring. As Aristi will await the 1-0 pitch from the right-hander. That one's going to miss low for ball two. Well, Geary not missing by much on the mound. He's located his fastball pretty well. Hasn't mixed in a ton of off-speed yet. As he'll look to battle back here. Shakes off his catcher, Van Groningen, and now they will set and deliver. That one's going to miss inside for ball three. After Aristi is going to be Crosby. Crosby, the extra player for Team Maryland this morning. And Geary looks into his catcher, Van Groningen. Van Groningen throws down the sign, and here comes a 3-0 pitch. That one's going to be a get-me-over fastball for strike one. Bulger leads off a third. Aristi awaits the 3-1 pitch. That one's going to miss outside. This one's going to get back behind the backstop. The run's going to come in to score. As Aristi trots down to first base on the walk, and he's going to pick up an RBI as well with that walk. As Bulger comes in to score on the wild pitch.
Let's go, boys! Let's go!
And so now we're going to get a little slight break in the action here as the Pacific Southwest coach is going to come out and talk to his pitcher and the rest of his infield as Pacific Southwest finds themselves down at 2-0 here early in the game. The World Series has come to Aberdeen to play. Now follow all the action with SFMSports.net on social media. We'll have score updates, schedule updates, video and content, and interviews, fun facts, all from Aberdeen. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at SFMSportsNet. Well, the meeting's going to be wrapped up here.
With our scoreboard. We are not
the Pacific Southwest manager will trot back to the dugout here and reset.
There's
a Geary. We'll look to get out of a jam. So Aristi over there on first base. And Chase Crosby, the extra player for Team Maryland, is going to come to the dish here. Stands in on the right side, sporting some turf shoes today. Rather than wearing cleats, as the surface here at the Nationals Field is turf in the infield. Dirt at home plate and the mound, and then natural grass in the outfield. Get all kinds of surfaces here at this field. As Aristi's going to lead off of first base, and Geary's going to set at the waist and deliver the first pitch. That one's going to be in there for strike one. A nice pitch there by Geary to battle back. Delivered a low fastball to Crosby. Aristi off of first. Has a decent lead over there. As now the throw back over to first is not going to be in time. To get Aristi. On the first baseman for Pacific Southwest is Dalen Davis. Davis standing over there sporting some eye black. Looks like a little Bryce Harper action as he smears it down his face. First baseman Davis will hold the runner Aristi on, and here comes the pitch. That one's going to be just in there for strike two. Well, a low strike call there, but nonetheless, it's an 0-2 count. Crosby with his front foot all the way to the left side of the box, and now the 0-2 pitch comes. That one's going to be low. A good waist pitch there by Geary to try to get the hitter Crosby to chase it. But Crosby does not do so. So the count's going to go to 1-2. And Geary, the right-hander, sets and delivers the 1-2 pitch. That one's going to be just off the outside corner. And the count's going to go even at 2. A quiet crowd here. This one just underway before 10 o'clock, 9:57, the first official first pitch. The right-hander, Geary, sets and delivers the 2-2. That one's going to get away from the catcher, Van Groningen. The runner's going to go down to second. And the count's going to go full here, as that one was in the dirt. A pass ball on Van Groningen. As Aristi goes down to second base. And Crosby finds himself in a full count situation here with a runner in scoring position. Geary, the right-hander, looks back over to second. Now he'll set and deliver the payoff pitch. This one's going to be swung on and missed for strike three. A nice job there by Geary to battle back after loading the count. And delivers a fastball right down the middle. As that one was swung on and missed by Crosby.
Baker.
And there is now two away. That's going to bring up Brandon Baker, the third baseman for Team Maryland, as he'll dig into the right side. Baker sporting a Evo Shield arm sleeve, as well as some Under Armour turf shoes, as he'll await the first pitch from Geary. Here it comes. That one's going to miss down low for ball one. Baker wearing the number 8. As Aguirre, the right-hander, looks into his catcher, Van Groningen. Van Groningen flashes him a sign. Aguirre will look back to second, now deliver the 1-0. That one's going to be in there for strike one. A 1-1 count with two away here in the top of the bottom of the first. As Maryland leads this one by a score of 2-0. Aristi off a second. Aguirre sets and delivers. That one's going to hit Baker right on the head. Baker's going to be all right. As now the Team Maryland coaching staff going to come out in precaution here. As a nice salute there by the pitcher Aguirre to go over and talk to the hitter Baker and make sure he's all right, as Aguirre gives him a handshake, and that's good to see. Some good sportsmanship there. As sportsmanship honored after every game. And players of both teams, and now the first base umpire, Jim Newborn, is going to go over and talk to Baker and give him a short concussion test to make sure he passes that one. As that one hit him in the head, so all precautions needed. As that pitch not intentional by Aguirre to hit him in the head. Aguirre showing him some nice sportsmanship, goes over, shakes his hand, and it looks like Baker's going to be all right. Well, that's good to see at all levels, especially at the youth age. With injuries being the most serious thing, as well as having fun.
Now batting number seven, Chris.
So Baker's going to be all right. He goes down to first on the hit by pitch after he gets hit in the head. Aristi leads off a second, and that's going to bring up Chris Osorio, the second baseman for Team Maryland. He'll dig in here from the right side, sporting a yellow bat. That one's going to miss low for ball one. Osorio up in the count here, 1-0. He's also wearing some Under Armour cleats as he'll await the 1-0 pitch. This one's going to be cracked foul just to my right, and the count's going to go even at one. We'll do up for Pacific Southwest in the top of the second is going to be Rangel Aguirre and then Avidia. As Pacific Southwest will look to fight back in this one. Aristi off a second. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. This one's going to be lined into right field. It's going to get down for a hit. The runner's going to come around. He's going to get the green light. Now holds up as a throw into home is a beautiful one from the right fielder, Avidia. And Avidia saves a run here for Pacific Southwest as it's going to be bases loaded now for Zaki Wheatley. So Osorio delivers a single into right field, which moves Baker to second. Aristi over to third, as Aristi initially got the green light to go around third base, and then his third base coach held him up. And a nice job by Aristi to get back to third, as here comes the first pitch. And that one's going to get past the catcher, and a play at the plate is not going to be a time, as the run's going to come around to score. Now another run's going to come around to score, as the throw went past the pitcher and into the middle infield. So Maryland picks up two runs on the wild pitch, as Aristi comes around to score, as well as Baker. Osorio goes down to second. As Wheatley will dig back in here. Team Maryland leading this one by a score of 4-0. The early break from the runner over there at second, and he's going to reach third. As the pitcher Aguirre tried to step off the back of the rubber, but an early break and a smart break from Osorio over there to get to third base, as he's just one base away now from making this a 5-0 game. Wheatley, the right fielder for Maryland, digs back in here with a 1-0 count. This one's going to be over the middle for strike one. Pacific Southwest finding themselves down early and in a jam. As Aguirre, the right-hander, will set, give the head nod to his catcher, and deliver the 1-1 pitch. That one's going to miss just off the inner half for ball two. Oh, a nice throw from the right fielder Avidia on the last single from Osorio. Save a few runs as Aguirre will set and deliver. That one's going to be swung on and missed. And the count's going to go even at two. A 1-2 count, rather. As Wheatley will await the 1-2 pitch. That one's going to be missed, and it's going to go down as a strikeout. As Pacific Southwest gets themselves out of a jam, as the Team Maryland puts up four runs, however, into the bottom of the first. They lead this one 4-0. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
It's now the official bubblegum of Ripken Baseball. It's the number one shredded gum sold in the United States, and it can also be enjoyed in gumball form. Look for Big League Chew Bubblegum Pouches at the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series. And don't forget your favorite retailer where you can buy new team buckets of individually wrapped Big League Chew gumballs. Whether in a dugout or in the stands, baseball and Big League Chew bubblegum are the perfect summer combo. You'll find a whole lot of gum in every pouch. See the game in the best light with Transitions Adaptive Lenses, the official eyewear of the Cal Ripken World Series. Whether you're in the stands or on the field, Transition Lenses will enhance your view. They are clear indoors and seamlessly adjust to changing light conditions outdoors, so you see every play with just the right amount of light. To receive free Transition trial decals, log on to transitions-dot-com. Be sure to ask your eye doctor which Transition Lenses are right for you. Every game of the Cal Ripken World Series is being scored by Game Changer. This means that you, your family, and friends back home can get all of the tournament stats, scores, and live play-by-play on your laptop, tablet, or phone. To learn more, go to worldseries.ripkenbaseball.com.
Brent Gale, Aguirre, and Avidia do up here for Pacific Southwest in the top of the second as Maryland puts up four runs in the bottom of the first, and they lead this one 4-0. Freyer, Bulger, Aristi, and Baker all come around to score for Team Maryland. As Rangale will dig into the box and look to start things off for Pacific Southwest. Rangale, the center fielder this morning. Is the pitcher for Team Maryland out for his second inning of work, Aristi. Worked well on the first. He'll set and deliver the first pitch, and that one's going to be right down the middle for strike one. Rangale down in the count 0-1. Aristi sets and delivers. That one's going to miss low at 4, ball 1. A 1-1 count to Rangale. Bulger the catcher. Floor Team Maryland flashes Aristi the signs. He'll set and deliver. It's going to be a breaking ball in there for strike two. A nice breaking ball there by Aristi. Appeared to be a curveball that broke late. And a nice pitch as here comes the 1-2 pitch. That one's going to miss just low. A nice frame job there by Bulger. But can't get the call as now the count's going to go even at 2. Aristi, the tall right-hander, sets and delivers. That one's going to be cracked to the screen. And the count's going to remain even at 2. Only in the top of the first, Aristi went 1-2-3 on Pacific Southwest as he got 2 strikeouts, including a strike him out, throw him out to end the inning. As here comes the 2-2 pitch, this one's going to be fouled again. So the count's going to remain at 2-2. These two teams battling it out here at Nationals Field as here comes the 2-2 pitch. That one's going to miss inside just off the inner half. The count's going to go full. Here comes the payoff pitch from Aristi. That one's going to be swung on and missed. 4, strike 3. A nice job there by Aristi to get the strikeout.
Number 7, Matthew Aguirre.
That's going to be his third strikeout of the morning. That's going to bring up the pitcher for Pacific Southwest, Matthew Aguirre. Aguirre digs into the right side, looking to help himself out. As here comes the first pitch from Aristi, that's going to be a breaking ball. That's going to be on the outer half, 4 strike 1. Aguirre awaits the 0-1 pitch. It's going to be cracked foul over to the third base side. A nice scoop over there by the third base coach for Pacific Southwest. As the count's going to now go to 0-2. Aristi with great command and control early as he'll set and deliver the 0-2 pitch. It's going to be a breaking ball. That swung on and missed. 4, strike 3. Well, what a job by the starting pitcher for Team Maryland, Aristi. As he picks up his fourth strikeout of the morning. 4 strikeouts and allowed just 1 hit by pitch. That's going to bring up the right fielder, Trent Avidia. Envidia with a nice throw in the bottom of the first as he'll await the first pitch here. That one's going to be on the outer half for strike one. Well, Envidia with that throw from right field prevented a run from Team Maryland, but those runs would later come around to score as the 0-1 pitch is going to be cracked foul. So the count's going to go to 0-2. Avidia awaits the 0-2 pitch from Aristi. That one's going to be a breaking ball that's going to miss in the dirt for ball one. A nice block there by Bulger, the catcher for Team Maryland. Kept that one in front of him. And here comes the 1-2 pitch. That one's going to miss low in the dirt for ball two. Another nice job there by Jack Bulger behind the plate to scoop that one out of the dirt as the count's going to go even at two. Aristi picks up the rosin bag, now will set and fire the 2-2 pitch. It's going to be lined over to the second base side. A pickup by Osorio. He'll fire it over to first for the third out of the inning. So Maryland goes 1-2-3 here in the top of the second. As now they'll come to the dish and see what they can do yet again. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Just a quick announcement. There was an error in the announcing of the coaches for Team Maryland. So at this time, we'd like to acknowledge them. Coach George Brown, Coach Herb Carrington, and Tremaine Cobb. Manager, Daniel Crosby. Bad Boys, Gavin Crosby, Trey Cobb, and Ambassador, Gwen Carrington, and Tamia Cobb. Once again, Team Maryland, we do apologize. Hey, sports fans, hungry, thirsty? Be sure to visit Vendor Village right here on Saturday, August 16th to taste some of the delicious products Giant Food, official grocery store of the Cal Ripken World Series, has to offer. For 78 years, Giants has served the freshest, highest quality groceries available. As the official grocery store of the Cal Ripken World Series, Giant is excited to support the health and well-being of youth on and off the field. Stop by your local Giant today for healthy options for the whole family. For those families on the go, you can have your orders delivered right to your door through Giant's Peapod delivery service. Go to giantfood.com to learn how.
Bottom of the second inning here at Nationals Field as due up for Team Maryland here in the bottom of the second is going to be Ramel Washington and Jason McKeel, and then that's going to turn the lineup card over for Donovan Freyer.
Leading off the home half of the second for Team Maryland is going to be number four, Ramel Washington.
And Washington digs into the right side here, sporting some glasses and a mouth guard as well. So he has his pants pulled up with the Under Armour socks with red and yellow on them. As Aguirre comes out for his second inning of work after getting roughed up in the first. He'll deliver the first pitch. That one's going to be low in the dirt for ball one. Only corner infielder over at third base for Pacific Southwest, Trace Pierce, playing up on the grass line of this turf infield. As Aguirre, the right-hander, sets and delivers the 1-0 pitch. That one's going to be swung on and missed for strike one. Team Maryland putting up four runs in the bottom of the first inning. As Freyer, Bulger, Aristi, and Baker all came around to score. As they lead this one 4-0, Washington awaits the 1-1 pitch. That's going to miss up at the eyes. And the count's going to go to 2-1. Aguirre looks into his catcher, Van Groningen. As here comes the pitch, and that one's going to miss upstairs, and the count's going to go to 3-1. Well, Geary done a nice job with his fastball. Like I mentioned before, doesn't necessarily mix in a ton of off-speed pitches, but locates his fastball well enough. As here comes the 3-1 pitch, that's going to be a fastball that's going to miss upstairs again. And so Washington's going to draw a walk here to lead things off for Team Maryland.
Now batting number 10, Jason Mako.
Jason Makel digs into the box here. Makel digs into the left side as the orange bat stands in there pretty lengthy. As Washington leads off of first, McKill will have to wait for the first pitch as the throw over to first is not going to be in time to get Washington. And so Aguirre is going to reset on the back of the rubber. Van Groningen looks over to his coach for the signs. Now he'll flash Aguirre the sign. Aguirre sets the waist. The runner breaks for second. A pitch out. The throw down to second base is not going to be in time. As Washington able to steal the base there. And so a runner in scoring position for McKeel. A hitter for Maryland. One oh count here to McKeel. Washington leads off a second. Middle infielder's holding him tightly over there. The bunt squares around. The bunt over to the pitcher. He's going to have one play. That's over at first. That one's going to get into right field as the runner's going to come around to score, and the ball's going to go out of play. So Washington comes around to score as they're going to lead. Team Maryland's going to lead this one by a score of 5-0.
Now batting top of the order for Team Maryland, number 19, Donovan Freer.
Well, all Team Maryland so far in this one. As McGill reached on an error from the pitcher. It's going to go down as an E1 and then advanced over to second on the ball that went out of play, and that's going to bring up Donovan Freer. Freer waits the first pitch. Runner breaks for third. The throw down to third is going to be in time as Van Groningen makes a nice toss down to his third baseman, Pierce. Pierce applied the tag. And so that's going to be the first out of the bottom of the second inning. McKeel caught stealing on that one. Aguirre now with no one on base. He'll set and deliver the pitch. That one's going to be back a chopper back up the middle. A tough play for the shortstop. He'll pick it up, fire it over to first, but not in time. As that ball is going to get into right field. Now the runner's going to stay over at first as the right fielder, Avedia, does a nice job to back that throw up. Well, a tough play there for Springer, the shortstop, as it was chopped up right in front of the plate and then bounced all the way over to short as he had to wait on that one. And with the speed of Freer, he was able to get down to first in plenty of time. And that's going to bring up Jack Bulger. So an infield single for Freer. And Bulger will await the first pitch from Aguirre. Aguirre sets, fires back over to first to try to get the runner, but not in time. 10:30 here in Aberdeen, Maryland. These two teams battling it out on this Monday morning. As Aguirre, the right-hander, sets and delivers. That one's going to be lined to the right side. A nice play by the second baseman. He'll have one play over at first. As there's going to be two away, and the runner, Freer, advanced over to second as he was off on the pitch. So a nice job there by the second baseman, Gamble, to realize that he wasn't going to get the play over at second. Made a smart decision and got the for sure out at first. As Bulger goes 4-3 on that one, and that brings up Tremaine Cobb. Two away here in the bottom of the second inning. Maryland leading this one by a score of 5-0. Aguirre, the right-hander, looks back over to second, sets at the chest. He has one more look to second, now will set and deliver. That one's going to miss up by the eyes. The count's going to go to 1-0. Well, Cobb in his first at-bat picked up an RBI on the ground out to the shortstop Springer. As Maryland would lead at that point 2-0. Now here comes the 1-0 pitch, a runner down to third. That one's foul tipped. And so they're going to have to reset as Freer is going to retreat back to second base. Cobb showing some personal frustration on that one as he didn't try to hit that. But he smiles it off and will reset. Aguirre looks over to second. Freer off a second. Now the pickoff attempt over at second, not going to be in time. As the middle infield umpire this evening is Patrick Moore. Newborn over at first. Behind the plate is Myers. As the pitching staff for Pacific Southwest telling Aguirre to step off the back of the rubber, pick up the rosin bag, and toss it back behind the mound. As Aguirre now will set and deliver the pitch. Runner breaks for third. This one's going to be a high fly ball to left field, but it's going to go foul. And a nice swing there by Cobb on the attempted hit and run. Just missed that pitch. A 1-2 count to the Maryland shortstop. A big, important pitch here. Freer off a second. Springer over to hold him on. Now the 1-2 pitch is delivered. It's going to be a breaking ball that's in there for strike three. A nice pitch by Aguirre. As Maryland puts up one run here in the bottom of the second, they lead this one 5-0. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net. Daylon Davis, Trace Pierce, and Ethan Teal due up for Pacific Southwest here in the top of the third inning. As Maryland leads this one by a score of 5-0. Over at Cal Seniors Yard this morning right now, New Zealand taking on the Dominican Republic. As New Zealand up in that one in the top of the second by a score of 5-1. A tough night for the Dominican Republic last night as they faced off against Japan. And lost by a final score of 31-0 in four innings. Team Japan trying to defend their national title. As here comes the first pitch. That one's going to be swung on and missed from Davis. And the count's going to go to 0-1. Well, Japan has won the last three world championships. Looking for their fourth. As here comes the 0-1 pitch. That one's going to be on the outer half for strike two. Davis in his first at-bat. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. That one's going to be dribbled over to second. A tough play for the second baseman. He'll flip it on over to first, but just not in time. What a play over there by Chris Osorio. As he backhanded that one, made it almost like a Derek Jeter-like play. A nice, strong throw over to first after he was fading away from the first baseman, Freyer. Freyer with a good stretch. But the runner, Davis, able to get down there on an infield single, and that's going to bring up Trace Pierce. As the pickoff attempt over at first base, not going to be in time to get Davis. Pierce, the third baseman this morning for Pacific Southwest. As he'll dig in square around for a bunt, he misses at that one. And so the count's going to go to 0-1. A nice job there by Aristi, the right-handed pitcher for Maryland, to locate that fastball. And after the hitter, Pierce, squared around, and the throw back over to first, not going to be in time. The Pacific Southwest third baseman, Pierce, will await the 0-1 pitch. He'll square around again. Now he's going to pop this one up, but that one's going to get back to the screen. And so the count's going to go to 0-2. We'll see what Pierce elects to do here as he takes some signs from his third base coach down there. Facing an 0-2 count with Davis over on first. They're trying to move him over. So we'll see if Pierce squares around here with an 0-2 count. He does not. Here comes the pitch. That one swung on and missed. So Pierce goes down on three straight pitches. And there'll be one away for Ethan Teal.
Ethan Teal!
Teal, the extra player for Pacific Southwest this morning, is a throwback over to first to try to get Davis. Not in time again. Aristi keeping Davis honest over there as Davis leads off over there with a short lead. Now here comes the first pitch to Teal. That one's going to miss outside for ball one. Five nothing game here in the top of the third. As here comes the 1-0 pitch to Teal. That one's going to be on the outer half for strike one. Teal will await the 1-1 pitch here as Davis leads off of first. Following Teal is going to be Garcia. Here comes the 1-1. That one's going to be lined over the left side, but it's going to go foul. as the third baseman Baker picks that one up just beyond the third base bag. And so we'll reset here. A 1-2 count here to Teal. Teal in his first at-bat. As the right-hander Aristi will set and deliver the 1-2. That one's going to be swung on and missed for strike three. Well, Aristi picking up his sixth strikeout.
Elias Garcia.
Of the morning. What a job by the right-hander. He's continued to locate fastballs and has great command and composure early. As here comes Garcia, he'll dig in and he'll take the first pitch up high for ball one. Noel Aristi, the right-hander for Team Maryland, likes to work quickly and efficiently as Davis leads off of first. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. This one's going to be dribbled over to second base, picked up by the second baseman. What a play! And fired down over to first for the out as Osorio made a ranging play to his left. Collected himself and made a nice throw over to his first baseman, Freyer, for the third out. As Team Maryland leads this one by a score of 5-0. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from sfmsports.net.
Gatorade, a proud sponsor of the Cal Ripken World Series, introduces the G-Series. Three fuels for three stages of the game. Gatorade has evolved. That's G. The final rounds of the Under Armour Futures game will be aired on CBS Sports Network. Check your cable provider for channel listings. Admission is free, so bring the whole family out to see the best 12 years on the planet battle it out for global baseball supremacy.
Hey, I got a change for you. That's why I don't look for Maryland. Number 5 is going in for number 6, straight up change. Okay?
Bottom of the third inning for Team Maryland.
Bottom of the third inning here at Nationals Field as Team Maryland leads this one by a score of 5-0. As Maryland's going to bring up Aristi, Crosby, and Baker to the plate here. Aristi, the pitcher, been dominant so far. We'll see what he can do in the box here as the first pitch is delivered. That one's going to be swung on and missed for strike one. Well, Aguirre back up for his third inning of work here as he finds himself down in this game at 5-0. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. That one's going to be flowing to the right side. That one's going to get out of play, and the count's going to go to 0-2. This one just underway at right before 10 o'clock, 9:57, the official first pitch. As Aguirre sets and delivers the 0-2 pitch, this one's going to be flowing into center field. Back goes the center fielder. He's not going to be able to come up with this one. This one's going to roll to the wall as the runner is going to go over to second. He'll slide into the bag. In a plenty of time as Aristi delivers a leadoff double for Team Maryland. In the center field, Ren Gale.
Now batting number 23.
Looks like he was going to be able to attempt a diving catch on that one as that one was drilled to center field just over his head. He made a nice play out there to take the first step back. With that one, it just hit a little too hard as it rolled to the fence, and that's going to bring up Chase Crosby. Crosby so far on the morning is 0 for 1 with a strikeout. As he'll wait the first pitch, that's going to miss low for ball one. Chase with that wide stance at the plate and then closes it right as the pitch is coming. As here comes the 1-0 pitch, that one's going to be in there for strike one. The 1-1 count to the extra player for Team Maryland. As Crosby will look to drive the runner in here. Aristi off a second. Springer holding him on. Aristi off a second. Now here comes a pitch from Aguirre. That one's going to miss low. And so the count's going to go to 2-1. He'll peel down to the second base umpire. Jim Newborn says he did not go around. As here comes the pitch. That one's going to be a dead ball. As that one hit Crosby right on the jersey. So Crosby's going to trot down to first base as Aristi still stands on second. And there'll be two runners on for Brandon Baker. Well, we had a change in the half inning. As in for Team Maryland is Anthony Morales. In for Zaki Wheatley. As they'll do a straight switch in right field. And Morales will bat eighth in the lineup. As here comes Baker to the dish. He'll dig into the right side. Aristi off a second. Here comes the first pitch. That one's going to be in there for strike one. Aristi off a second. Crosby off a first. As the corner infielder is playing even with the bag. As Aguirre, the right-hander, will set. Look back to second. Now deliver the pitch. That one's going to be line foul. Count's going to go to 0-1. Aguirre will look into his catcher, Van Groningen. Van Groningen flashes him the sign. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. It's going to be a breaking ball that's going to be over to the right side. One play over there. He'll step on first. As the out just in time. We're on a speedy runner in Baker. Baker just about beat that one out as his first base coach is going to give him a high five for the hustle. But a play over there by Davis, the first baseman for Pacific Southwest, to scoop up the ground ball and then run over to first and make the play for an important first out here in the bottom of the third. As Aristi moves over to third, Crosby over to second. Baker out on the 3-0. And that's going to bring up Chris Osorio. Yes, he'll wait the first pitch. He's going to square around. A suicide squeeze here, and the run's going to come in to score. No one over at first base as the throw is going to go into right field. And here comes the other runner in to score. And now Osorio is going to go over to second. And Team Maryland's going to lead this one by a score of 7-0. A blunder there for Team Maryland as the pitcher charged to try to field the ground ball. The first baseman, Davis, also charged. And Aguirre didn't see that Davis was charging. He fired on over to first on a twisting play. There was no one there, so the ball went into right field. And the right fielder, Avedia, out there had to go and pick it up. But two Maryland runners came around to score as Osorio lays down a suicide squeeze. Reaches on an infield single, advances over to second on the air from the pitcher. And there's still just one away, and that's going to bring up Anthony Morales. As the Pacific Southwest coach is going to go and talk to his pitcher, Aguirre, and the rest of his infielders to make sure everyone's on the same page here as they're down 7-0 in the bottom of the third inning here. As Anthony Morales will dig into the dish from the right side. Chokes up on the bat. Osorio off a second runner down, and the throw down to third base is not going to be in time as Osorio has to crawl back to the base just in time. And he's going to be safe over at third after Van Groningen. His throw went just a little bit high there. So one away with the runner over on third base as Osorio picks up a stolen base. And Morales will look to drive him in here. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander. That one's going to be swung on and missed. And the count's going to go to 1-1. Or an 0-2, rather. Aguirre will deliver from the windup. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. That one's going to be swung on and missed. And a huge strikeout there for Pacific Southwest. As they'll be two away now for Ramel Washington.
Now batting number four, Ramel Washington.
Well, Aguirre with his fourth strikeout of the morning. He's done a nice job on the mound, but this Maryland team has made the best of all their opportunities so far in this one. As Osorio leads off a third, here comes the first pitch. That one's going to be swung on and missed. And the count's going to go to 0-1 to Washington. Well, Washington in his first at-bat in the bottom of the second inning drew a walk and then stole the base and would come around to score. So he scored the fifth run. Now another suicide squeeze. The bunt's going to go foul on this one. And so Team Maryland trying to play a little small ball. And Washington's going to smile at that one as he knows he missed an opportunity there. But he'll shake it off and reset here as his teammate Osorio is going to hand him the bat. He'll trot back down to third base now. Washington's going to reset. Washington sporting two armbands, has some protective glasses on, and his pants pulled up, showing some Under Armour socks. So he'll await the pitch here from the right-hander Aguirre. That one's going to be lined through the left side. It's going to get through. The run's going to come in to score as Team Maryland's going to lead this one 8-0 after a Washington RBI single here with two away. A nice job there by Washington to go with the pitch.
Now I'm batting number 10.
And just dribbled it through the left side as the third baseman, Pierce, had to be playing on the corner. The shortstop sprinter couldn't range over quick enough. So Maryland leads this one by a score of 8-0. That's going to bring up the 10 hitter. As that one's going to be dribbled over to the left side. A tough play for the pitcher. He's going to have no throw as McKeel beat that throw out. No throw, rather. As McKeel with the speed on the high chopper, able to get down to first base, and it's going to be first and second for the leadoff hitter, Donovan Freyer. Freyer, in this contest, has had two at-bats and is 2-for-2. Had the double in the first and a single in the second. As he'll await the first pitch here. Runners break for both bases. That one's going to be lined back up the middle. One run's going to come around to score. The other runner's going to go over to third. As now Team Maryland's going to lead this one by a score of 9-0. So Washington comes in to score on the RBI single from Freyer. As Freyer, 3-for-3 on the day now, picks himself up an RBI, has a stolen base. Not a bad day for the first baseman. As that's going to bring up Jack Bulger, and it appears we're going to have a pitching change here. So McKeel, the runner for Maryland, advances over to third on the ground ball up the middle. As Team Maryland over there at third base all smiles right now as they talk to their third base coach. Their first base coach also going to trot over and join them. As Pacific Southwest searches for answers here. It appears we will have a new pitcher, and Jack Bulger is going to be the hitter due up here for Maryland. As we'll see who the pitching change is. All week, the best youth baseball players from around the world are playing for a spot in the championship weekend. Friday's championship weekend coverage kicks off with the U.S. Championship at 5 p.m., followed by the International Championship at 7:30 p.m. Then we'll broadcast the World Championship Saturday starting at 6:45. Get the schedule, scores, and exclusive content from the Cal Ripken World Series at sfmsports.net. Well, Maryland leading this one by a score of 9-0. The Pacific Southwest came into this game winners of two in a row, and they're 2-0 in pool play. Team Maryland 1-0. As these two teams are in Pool A, Division A, rather. And with a win for Pacific Southwest this morning, would ultimately seal the deal for Division A as the top two teams in each pool advance. But they're down in this one by a score of 9-0 as Maryland State would even the win record with Pacific Southwest as Pacific Southwest would complete their third game as Maryland in their second game. These two teams will be back in action in the next couple days as Maryland will take on the Pacific Northwest team tomorrow, Tuesday, August 12th at 3 o'clock at Cal Seniors Yard. As Pacific Southwest will take on the Southwest team at 12:30 right before the game that Maryland will play at 12:30 at Cal Seniors Yard. And so a new pitcher for Pacific Southwest.
Now I'm batting number 18, Jack Bulger.
As Jack Bulger is going to dig into the dish here. Bulger so far on in the morning, 0-for-1, has a walk though and a run scored. It's Freer off of first. McKeel off of third. This one's going to be lined back up the middle. A play for the pitcher. He'll fire it over to first for one. And that's going to do it here. Well, I tell you what, Bulger absolutely hammered that ball as he smiles in frustration. His coach joining him as well. But the Team Maryland leads this one by a score of 9-0 as they put up four runs here in the bottom of the third. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Switch to AT&T and get their best ever pricing for families. AT&T is a proud sponsor of the Cal Ripken World Series. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
For Pacific Southwest, number one is now in for number two.
Leading off the top of the fourth inning for Pacific Southwest is going to be number one, Poe Wilkinson.
Top of the fourth inning here as Pacific Southwest comes to the dish, finding themselves down 9-0 rather. As the first pitch is delivered, that one's going to be swung on and missed for strike one. Well, a new hitter here for Pacific Southwest is it's going to be Bo Wilkinson. As the second pitch is delivered to the backstop, the count's going to go to 1-1. Wilkinson in for Gamble at second base. As Aristi sets and fires the 1-1, that one's going to be line foul. Count's going to go to 1-2. Wilkinson coming in fresh off the bench in his first at-bat. As the 1-2 pitch is delivered upstairs, and the count's going to go to 2-2. A 2-2 count to Wilkinson as time from the home plate umpire is called. As Aristi working quickly, Myers now gives him the go-ahead. As Aristi sets at the waist, fires the 1-2, or 2-2 rather, that one's going to be swung on and missed for strike three. Well, Aristi absolutely dominant for Team Maryland on the mound in this one. He picks up his seventh strikeout of the morning. Now we're going to have another change for Pacific Southwest. As for Team Pacific Southwest now hitting is going to be Jonah Nestor.
Jonah Nestor!
Nestor in for Will Springer. As Nestor will dig into the right side. Jonah awaits the first pitch. This one's going to be a cracked foul. And the count's going to go to 0-1. Well, Nestor coming up with a good approach there, looking for a fastball. Coming away hacking early. As Team Maryland leads this one in the fourth, 9-0. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. This one's going to be a check swing. The home plate umpire, Don Meyer, said he did go around. So the count's going to be 0-2. Aristides sets and delivers the 0-2 pitch. That one right down the middle for strike three. A nice fastball there by Aristides as he picks up his eighth strikeout of the morning. And there's quickly two away here in the top of the fourth.
Now batting number 11, Kevin Van Groningen.
So that's going to bring up the catcher, Gavin Van Groningen. Van Groningen so far in this contest, 0-1. And the strikeout looking in the first. So here comes the first pitch. That's a breaking ball. That misses well inside for ball one. And so here comes the 1-0 pitch. That one's going to miss outside, and the count's going to go to 2-0. These two teams back in action tomorrow afternoon. Both will be at Cal Senior's yard. And so here comes the 2-0 pitch. That one's going to be on the outer half for strike one. A 2-1 count to Pacific Southwest catcher. And so here comes the pitch. That one's going to be on the outer half. That one's going to miss outside this time. A nice hold up there by Van Groningen to lay off of that outside pitch. And the count's going to go to 3-1. Action down in the Maryland bullpen. As Aristi works in his fourth inning here. Now time called by Aristi as his catcher Van Groningen is going to go out and talk to him. Or not Van Groningen, rather, it's going to be Bulger. Nine to nothing lead for Team Maryland. Maryland put up four runs in the third, one run in the second, four runs in the first. The Pacific Southwest tries to battle here. Aristi sets and fires the 3-1. That one's going to be a breaking ball. That's going to be right down the middle for strike two. A full count to Van Groningen. Here comes Aristi's payoff pitch. It's going to be a breaking ball that's going to miss just upstairs. And so Van Groningen draws a 2-0 walk here. And that's going to bring up Vincent Rengale.
Now batting number 12, Vincent Rengale.
Rengale, 0-1 in this contest, struck out in the second. That was the first out of the second inning. As Rengale, a lengthy hitter, digs into the right side. He looks over to the pitcher, Aristi. Now he'll be ready to go. Aristi sets and delivers the first pitch. It's a fastball. That's one on and missed for strike one. Van Groningen with a short lead over there at first base as Freyer holds him on for Team Maryland. Aristi will set at the waist and deliver the 0-1. That one's right down the middle, and it's going to be swung on missed for strike two. Only Aristi relying on that fastball as his command with that fastball has been phenomenal. Now he'll set and deliver the 0-2 pitch. It's going to be a breaking ball that's going to miss just outside. A nice stop there by Jack Bulger, the catcher for Team Maryland, to prevent the runner over there at first base from advancing. Van Groningen leads off of first. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. It's going to be a fastball that's going to be flown into center field. This one's hit well. It's over the fence. That one's gone. What a swing there by Vincent Rengale. A hard fly ball. That went over the deep center field fence. That fence, not necessarily the shortest of fences. As now this one's going to be a 9-2 contest. Van Groningen comes around to score. Rengale picks up a home run. And that's going to bring up the extra player for Pacifica Southwest, Matthew Aguirre. Or the pitcher, rather. Was a pitcher. Now he's over at third base. What a swing there by Rengale, the center fielder. Puts one over the head of his position. As for the Team Maryland, McKill out there in center field had no choice but to look up, run back, and watch that one go over the fence. So here comes the first pitch to Aguirre. It's going to be a check swing ground ball over the third base. A tough play for Baker. He'll fire over to first. And a nice play over there by the first baseman, Freyer, to scoop it up. And so Pacific Southwest puts up two runs here in the top of the fourth inning. Maryland still leads this one by a score of 9-2. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
All right, got some positional changes for you. Number 16 is going back in for 10. Okay. Positional changes. Number 7 is now your EP. Number 4 is now playing second base. Okay.
Bottom of the fourth inning here as Team Maryland comes to the dish, leading this one by a score of 9-2. It's going to be Tremaine Cobb, Noel Aristi, and Chase Crosby due up here. As Cobb so far in this contest 0-2, but has an RBI back in the first. As he'll wait for the first pitch, that one's going to be in there for strike one. As Will Springer, the new pitcher for Pacific Southwest, came in the bottom of the third. As he'll set and deal the 0-1 pitch. That one's going to be lifted just above my head. And so the count's going to go 2-0-2. Well, some defensive changes over there at third base is Bo Wilkinson. At second base is Ethan Teal for Pacific Southwest. As Springer, the right-hander, sets and delivers, this one's going to be a foul ball. And the count's going to remain at 0-2. Trace Pierce slides over to short. Davis still at first. As here comes the 0-2 pitch from the right-hander Springer. He'll set and deliver it from the windup. It's going to be swung on and missed for strike three. A nice strikeout pitch there by Springer as he goes with the breaking ball. And gets Cobb for his second strikeout of the morning.
Now batting number 11, Noel Aristide.
Well, a big two-run home run for Pacific Southwest in the top of the fourth inning as Rangel went yard over the center field fence. It was a two-run shot. As here comes Springer's first pitch to Aristi. He'll swing and miss at that one. And the count's going to go to 0-1. Aristi dominant on the mound in this one for Team Maryland. As he'll await the 0-1 pitch. That's going to be a breaking ball that's going to go back up the middle. And that one's into left center field, down for a hit. And so Aristi helps himself out here and stands over on first base as Chase Crosby will now come to the dish. Aristi, 2-for-2 on the day, and also drew a walk back in the first inning. Had the double in the third. Also has an RBI on the day. Not a bad day for Aristi. Dominant on the mound and a good offensively as well as he'll lead off of first base here. Crosby awaits the first pitch from Springer. Springer fires back over to first to try to get Aristi, but not in time. So we'll wait the first pitch here to Crosby. Crosby on the day. 0-for-1 was hit by a pitch in the third and would later come around to score. As here comes the first pitch to Crosby from Springer. That one's going to be a breaking ball that's going to miss low in the dirt. A fake throwback now to first base from the catcher Van Groningen, but the count's going to be 1-0. This one underway just before 10 o'clock, rather. We're after 11 o'clock Eastern time now here in Aberdeen, Maryland. A spring of the right-hander will set and deliver. That's going to be a breaking ball that's going to go foul. And a nice pitch there by Springer. Crosby looking to move Aristi over here in a 1-1 count. Aristi leads off of first. Springer, the right-hander, looks into his catcher, now looks over to first. He'll set at the chest, pause, and deliver the 1-1. That one's going to be back up the middle. A tough play for the second baseman. He flips the second for one. Now back over to first. And safe over at first. So a 4-6 force out over there at second base as Aristi is retired. And that's the second out. Crosby beats out the fielder's choice.
Baker.
And that's going to bring up Brandon Baker. A nice play by the middle infielders there as Teal on his knees. Makes a diving stab over there at second base. Flips to his shortstop, Pierce. Pierce with a strong throw over to first to Davis, but just not in time to get Crosby. As Brandon Baker will dig in to the right side. Now the throwback over to first, not in time. Well, Baker was hit by a pitch in the first inning and then grounded out to the first baseman, Davis, in the third. came around to score a run in the first inning after he was hit by that pitch. As he looks to pick up a hit here, the first pitch is going to be up at the eyes. And the count's going to go to 1-0. Crosby leads off a first. Baker awaits the 1-0 pitch from Springer. Springer with good command and control here as he'll set and deliver. It's a fastball. That's going to be foul tipped. And the count's going to go to 1-1. Well, 215 down both lines here, left and right, and then 262 to center. As Pacific Southwest picked themselves up a two-run shot off the bat of Rangel, the center fielder for Pacific Southwest. That went over the center field wall. As Springer, the right-hander, sets and delivers. Runner breaks for second. It's a strikeout. The throw down to second. Wide of the bag. As they'll now be... 2-2 count, I believe. We'll make sure. It's a 1-2 count, rather. Because that one was a strike. To Baker. So Crosby picks up a stolen base there on that one. As Baker finds himself down in the count here, 1-2. Springer, the right-hander, looks back to second. Now we'll set and deliver. That one's going to be a cracked foul. The count's going to go remain at 1-2, rather. We'll do up for Pacific Southwest in the top of the fifth. It's going to be Avidia, Davis, and Pierce. They'll look to continue to fight and chip away here. Just two innings left to do so. Springer, the right-hander, will set and deliver the 1-2 pitch to Baker. That one's going to be lined to the right side, and it's going to go foul. Count will remain at 1-2 as Davis, the first baseman, will pick that foul ball up and throw it into his catcher, Van Groningen. Springer will reset on the back of that rubber. Crosby off a second. Baker battling here. Springer looks into his catcher, Van Groningen, for the signs. Maryland leading this one by a score of 9-2. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. That one's going to miss low. Runner breaks for third. The throw down to third, just not in time. A nice throw from Van Groningen, but Crosby picks up his second stolen base around the base pass this trip. As Baker now sits in a 2-2 count. So Springer will look to get out of a jam here as the Maryland team leads this one 9-2. Springer gives his catcher Van Groningen the head nod. He'll set at the chest and deliver the 2-2. This one's going to be grounded over to second. Teal up with this one. Fires it over to first for the third out of the inning. So Maryland can't push the run across, but they still lead this one by a score of 9-2. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Final rounds in the Under Armour Futures game will be aired on CBS Sports Network. Check your cable provider for channel listings. Admission is free, so bring the whole family out to see the best 12 years of battle. Excuse me, the best 12 years on the planet. Battle it out for global baseball supremacy. Marucci Sports is a proud sponsor of the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series. Marucci's dedication to quality and understanding of player needs has taken handcrafted bats from the backyard to the big leagues.
Trent Avidia, Daylon Davis, and Trace Pierce do up here in the top of the fifth inning. As Pacific Southwest finds themselves down at 9-2 in this game at 2-team Maryland. As Aristi, the pitcher for Maryland, has been absolutely dominant in this one. Has 8 strikeouts on the morning. As Avidia will dig in here on the right side, he's going to line the first pitch down the third baseline, but that one's going to go just foul. So the count's going to be 0-1. Well, a good approach there by Avidia, the right fielder. coming in to this at-bat, hacking right away as he stands right on top of that line in the batter's box. As he awaits the 0-1 pitch, that one's going to be a breaking ball. That's going to miss low. And the count's going to go to 1-1. Well, Villa, the right fielder for Pacific Southwest, made a nice strong throw early in the game to his catcher to prevent a run. As he'll await the 1-1 pitch, that's going to miss low. And the count's going to go to 2-1. Action going on all day around the Cal Ripken Complex. As here comes the 2-1 pitch. This one's going to be lined down the left field line, but that's going to go foul again. And so the count's going to go even at 2. Trent doing a nice job. Just right ahead of it. As he'll await the 2-2 pitch here from Avita. It's going to be a breaking ball. That's going to miss in the dirt. A good stop by Baldur, the catcher. And so Avita with a full count here. Aristi, the right-hander, sets and delivers a payoff pitch. That one swung on and missed on a breaking ball. And Aristi picks up his 9th strikeout of the morning.
Now batting number 8, Daylon Davis.
Daylon Davis, the first baseman, will dig in here. Evo shields on both arms and eye black on underneath his eyes as the first pitch is delivered just above his head. He gets out of the way of that one. And the count's going to be 1-0. Aristi sets and delivers the 1-0 pitch. That one's going to be down the third baseline, but that's going to go foul. So nice job by this Pacific Southwest team to line a few pitches down the line, but they're going just foul. As here comes the 1-1 pitch. That one's going to be a breaking ball that's going to miss in the dirt. And the count will go to 2-1. Don Myers, the home plate umpire, getting hit on that one. So he'll take a few seconds here as the catcher for Maryland, Jack Bulger, is going to go out and talk to his pitcher just to make sure that he gives enough time to the home plate umpire, Don Myers. Don Myers assisted this morning by first base umpire Jim Newborn. And over at third base is Patrick Moore. Moore, a native out of Florida. Newborn, a native out of Indiana. Myers, an Edgewood, Maryland native. We'll have a 1-1 count here to Davis. Daylon awaits the 1-1 pitch. That one's going to miss inside, and the count's going to go to 2-1. 3-1, rather. A 3-1 count to Davis. The right-handed hitter awaits the pitch from Aristi. That one's going to be swung on and missed for strike two. A full count to Davis here. Davis in this contest had a hit back in the third. That's his only at-bat of the day. As Aristi, the right-hander, sets and delivers the payoff pitch, it's going to be a breaking ball in there for strike three. Aristi's 10th strikeout of the morning. So he picks up another one on a breaking ball. That's going to bring up Trace Pierce. Pierce, the 8 hitter, and playing third base. Or now, slid over to short. Struck out in his first at-bat and awaits the first pitch. He's going to lift that one into foul territory, and the count's going to go to 0-1. Well, Aristi for Team Maryland, absolutely dominant on the mound. Yes, here comes the 0-1 pitch. That one's going to be a breaking ball. That's going to go back up the middle. A nice diving play from the shortstop, Cobb. As Cobb, to his knees, made the diving stab, and that's going to be the third out of the top of the fifth inning. We'll head to the bottom of the fifth as Team Maryland leads this one by a score of 9-2. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net. This
12's in for four, Maryland.
Now in kitchen for Pacific Southwest, it's going to be number three, Trent Avedia.
All right, from Maryland, first change and only change. Number 12 is going in for four straight up. Positional changes. Number one for Pacific Southwest is now in the nine. Position number nine. Number 16 is now going back to short. Number six. Yes. You got number one over at number three's position. Got it?
New pitcher for Pacific Southwest here in the bottom of the fifth inning is going to be Trent Avedia. Avedia coming in from right field as the new right fielder now is going to be Bo Wilkinson out there in right field. So here comes the first pitch to Osorio, and that one's going to be up high for ball one. Well, Osorio, so far on the morning, he's 2-for-2, has two singles and a run scored of his own. Also a stolen bases. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. That one's going to miss upstairs for ball two. Avedia, the right-hander on the mound, a shorter pitcher. So he looks to get Pacific Southwest back in the dugout quickly. Here comes the 2-0 pitch. That one's going to be flowing just above my head. And the count's going to go to 2-1. Well, another change for Pacific Southwest over at shortstop now, back at shortstop rather, is Will Springer. So his day on the mound is wrapped up. As here comes the 2-1 pitch, this one's going to be lifted foul. Count's going to go even at two. And Trace Pierce goes back over to third base as Wilkinson went into right field. As here comes the 2-2 pitch, it's going to have to wait as Avedia steps off the back of the rubber. Here comes the 2-2 from the right-hander. It's going to be a knuckleball. That's in there for strike three. What a pitch! Avedia gets the hitter Davis, or Osorio rather, off balance on the knuckleball.
Now batting number five.
A crafty little youngster on the mound. As that's going to be his first strikeout of the morning. And there'll be one away for Anthony Morales. Morales has one at-bat on the day, struck out in the third. So he'll dig into the right side and wait the first pitch. This one's going to be well outside, back to the backstop. So the count's going to go to 1-0. Avedia, crafty right-hander. Set and deliver the 1-0 pitch to Morales. He squares around a bunt. He's going to get the bunt down. A tough play for Avedia. Not going to be in time over at first. And now the home plate umpire, Morales. Myers, rather. Ruling that one hit him out of the box. So Morales is actually going to be out on the bunt as that one hit him. After he was already outside of the box, so there'll be two away here. Avedia gets two quick outs. That's going to bring up Ramon Washington. Washington takes the first pitch upstairs. And the count's going to be 1-0. Excuse me, it's going to be a pinch hitter. It's going to be Joseph Quelch. Quelch awaits the 1-0. That one's going to be outside for ball two. Well, Quelch comes into substitution for Ramel Washington. As Quelch awaits the pitch here. That one's going to be upstairs. The count's going to go to 3-0. After Quelch is going to be Mikkel. If he can get on. Two away here as Avedia sets and delivers. That one's going to be just up high. And so Quelch draws a walk in his first at-bat here. As he'll trot down to first base with two away for Jason Mikkel.
Now batting number 10, Jason Mikkel.
Mikkel will dig into the left side. As Quelch off of first, now he'll retreat back to first base as Avedia steps off the back of the rubber. The wind picking up here as the throwback over to first base not going to be in time to get Quelch. Still awaiting the first pitch to Mikkel. Avedia, the right-hander, sets and delivers. Runner breaks for second. The throw down to second base is not going to be in time as Quelch will get a stolen base there. And that one is going to be a strike as Mikkel swung right over the top of that one. So the count will be 0-1. Mikkel, so far on the day, reached out an error in the second. Also reached in the third. As here comes the pitch. It's going to be a knuckleball that's going to be bunted, and that one's going to go fall. A smart decision there by Van Groningen, the catcher, with that knuckleball spin. Ball rolled back into the batter's box, so it was a foul ball. As the runner over there at second, Quelch was off for third. As Mikkel will await the pitch here. Here comes another knuckleball that's going to be lifted to the right side, but that one's going to go foul. Well, the knuckleballer, Avedia, throwing consistent knuckleball pitches over for strikes here. As he'll look into his catcher, Van Groningen. Van Groningen gets the signs from the dugout. Now they're ready to go. Springer over there at short, holding the runner Quelch on closely. As the second baseman, Teal, well over at his position. Springer holding him on. Quelch off the second. Here comes the pitch from Avedia. That one's going to miss inside. Back to the backstop. Runner's going to move over to third. No throw. As that one's going to be a wild pitch, and Quelch will move down to third with two away. Osorio struck out on a knuckleball from Avedia to lead things off in this inning. Then Morales would be called out on a bunt. As here comes a knuckleball pitch. That one's going to miss in the dirt. They throw down to first base for the strikeout, and they do make the play in time. So Pacific Southwest will come to the dish here in the top of the sixth with one more opportunity to tie this one up as the Team Maryland leads this one by a score of 9-2. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Under Armour is proud to outfit the next generation of baseball's elite players at the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series. To see Under Armour's full line of apparel, footwear, and accessories, go to UA.com today. Today, the players you're watching here at Nationals Park are wearing the world's best performance apparel and footwear engineered by Under Armour. Go to UA.com today to see the full line of Under Armour performance gear. Now pitching for Team Maryland, team number 19, Donovan Breyer.
All right, man, I got some positional changes if you haven't already gotten them. Ready? Number 19 is now pitching for Maryland. All right. Number 11 is now the EP. And number 23 is now playing first. You get 20, 23 is now first base. Okay? Got it? All right.
Last chance opportunity here in the top of the sixth inning as Ethan Teal, Elias Garcia, and Wilkinson will come to the plate here for Pacific Southwest. Well, a new pitcher here for Team Maryland is going to be Donovan Frayer. After Noel Aristi's morning is going to be over. Aristi absolutely dominant on the mound as he had 10 strikeouts and 5 innings pitched, gave up just 2 hits and walked 1. As the left-hander Frayer will set and deliver the first pitch, it's going to be a cracked foul. And the count's going to go to 0-1. Teal, so far on the morning, 0-1 with a strikeout. As he'll await the 0-1 pitch here. That's going to be a breaking ball that's going to be in there for a strike, and the count's going to move to 0-2. Well, Teal digs back into the right side. Following him is going to be Garcia. As they find themselves down 9-2. Here comes the pitch, and that one's going to be out on the outer half for ball one. So the count moves to 1-2. Frayer, the left-hander, will set and deliver from the windup. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. It's going to be cracked foul. The count's going to remain at 1-2. These two teams back in action tomorrow as Maryland will start their day off at 3 o'clock over at Cal's Yard. And then Pacific Southwest will play earlier at 12:30 in the same location as the 1-2 pitch is going to be lifted to the right side. That one's going to get foul. Count remains at 1-2. Maryland will take on the Pacific Northwest as the Pacific Southwest team will take on Southwest. Pacific Southwest coming to this one with a 2-0 record. If they cannot push a few runs across here, they'll move to 2-1. And Maryland, with a win, would move to 2-0. As here comes the 1-2 pitch. That one's going to be up high. A good take there by the hitter Teal. And the count moves to 2-2. International dance extravaganza night after the Mexico-Korea game this evening. As the 2-2 pitch is delivered, that one's going to be just off the outside corner. A nice frame job there by Bulger, the catcher. Count's going to go full.
You can do it. Believe it.
And here comes the payoff pitch. That's going to miss outside as Teal draws the leadoff walk for Pacific Southwest, and that's going to bring up Elias Garcia.
Now I'm batting number 9.
Elias Garcia.
Garcia, so far on the morning, 0-1. Has had just one at-bat. That was a ground ball that went over to second. And Osorio would pick up and fire over to first. Teal leads off of first. Garcia will wait the pitch. For here, the left-hander sets and delivers. This one's going to be lifted foul. And the count's going to go to 0-1. Well, on Friday, the Diamond Bracket Final will be at 1 o'clock, then the U.S. Championship at 5, the International Championship at 7:30. And a fun day on Saturday as well, as here comes the 0-1 pitch. This one's going to be grounded to the left side. A tough play for the third baseman, Baker. It picks up in fair territory, holds on to it. As Garcia is going to reach on an infield chopping single. And so Teal moves over to second, Garcia over to first. And that's going to turn the lineup card over for Bo Wilkinson.
Wilkinson
will dig into the right side, a short right-handed hitter. Has one strikeout on the day. As Frayer, the left-hander, looks to get out of a jam here. As the second baseman for Maryland moves over to cover the bag. And now here comes the first pitch. This one's going to be a pop fly over to the first base side. Camping underneath this one is Crosby. He makes the catch. And so they'll be one away. And that's going to bring up Jonah Nestor.
Now batting number 16, Will Springer.
Will Springer. Will Springer back in the game after Nestor in for just a short time. As Frayer sets and delivers the first pitch, this one's going to be lined foul into the Pacific Southwest dugout. The count's going to go to 0-1. Well, on Saturday, there's going to be the UA Futures game at 5 o'clock at Cal Seniors Yard. And then rounding things out for the entire tournament is the World Championship game at 8. Fun times here in Aberdeen, Maryland. As Fair sets and delivers the 0-1 pitch, it's going to be a breaking ball that's going to be in there for strike 2. And so hitter Springer finds himself down here in the count. Teal off a second, Garcia off a first. Frayer will look back to second. He'll come set. His second baseman, Osorio, retreats back to his position, and the pitch is going to be delivered outside. And so the count's going to go to 1-2. A 1-2 count here in the top of the sixth. Pacific Southwest trying to battle back. As Frayer, the left-hander, sets and delivers. That one's going to be just off the outside corner for ball two. A 2-2 count here to the Pacific Southwest shortstop. Springer, back in the first inning, was hit by a pitch. And then would later be caught stealing. Teal leads off a second. Garcia off a first. The pitch is delivered. That one's fouled off. And Springer stays alive. Two-two count to the shortstop. Frayer looking to battle here. Will come set on the mound. The second baseman Osorio over to cover the bag. As Teal leads off, here comes the pitch. That one's going to be cracked foul. And a good fight here by Springer to stay alive. Frayer gets a new ball here on the mound from the home plate umpire Don Myers. As we're going to have a short delay here, Steve over there on second base will retie his shoes as he hopes to come around and score the third run of this game. Not necessarily any force out there for these Pacific South runners to come around and score, so a smart decision needs to be made by the third base coach of Pacific Southwest. If a hit is delivered here, here comes the pitch. It's going to be a breaking ball that's fouled off yet again. And a good fight by Springer to stay alive. Springer with a good at-bat. Frayer comes set. The left-hander will deal the two-strike pitch. This one's going to be lifted foul. And another good fight by Springer. Springer doing his best job to fall off anything around the plate. He digs back in right on top of that line on the right-hander's side box. It's Frayer come set at the chest. He'll set and deliver the two-strike pitch. This one's going to be lifted into left field. This one's going to get over to Washington. As Washington able to range over to his left and make a catch for the second out here. Well, that one hit well by Springer. Just right to the left fielder, Washington. And there'll be two away for Gavin Van Garnigan, the catcher. Van Garnigan this morning, 0-for-1 with a walk, and would later come around to score on that walk. As he'll dig into the right side here. Frayer, the left-hander, sets and delivers the first pitch. That's going to miss outside for ball one. Teal off of second. Garcia off of first. And those two looking to come around to score. As Van Groningen will await the 1-0 pitch. Left-hander Frayer sets and delivers. That one's going to be in there for strike one. Let's count now at 1-1. Well, the action over right now at Cal Senior's Yard between New Zealand and the Dominican Republic, currently tied in the bottom of the fifth at 6. Frayer, the left-hander, sets and delivers the 1-1. This one's going to be grounded over short. Cobb up with this one, fires a bullet over to first, and that's going to do it here in this ballgame. As Maryland beats Pacific Southwest by a final score of 9-2. We'll take you back through the action here quickly as in the first inning. It was all Maryland right away to start as Maryland would put up four runs. Frayer, Balcher, Aristi, and Baker would all come around to score. And Maryland would continue to do a nice job as in the second they'd add one more run as Ramel Washington came around to score. And now we'll have a pause and finish with the rest of how this one happened. But first we'll have the sportsmanship award of the game here. We'll take a listen in.
In recognition of Babe Ruth League Incorporation's late president and CEO, Ron Tellefson. His commitment to our nation's youth was unsurpassed. His primary objective was that every child has the opportunity to play in this great game. Presenting today's award is Al Salonik, Assistant Middle Atlantic Regional Commissioner of the Babe Ruth League and member of the Cal Ripken World Series Task Force. Now for the visiting team, Pacific Southwest, the award goes to number 12, Vincent Ringel. And now for the home team, Team Maryland, the award goes to number 11, Noel Aristi. Congratulations to these outstanding players. Thank you again and enjoy the rest of your visit here at the Ripken Experience.
Well, both teams now going through the handshake line. As the Sportsmanship Award's delivered for Maryland, it's Noel Aristi who wins the Sportsmanship Award. And on the other side for Pacific Southwest is Vincent Rangel. Both congratulations to both of those guys. As Maryland walks away winners here by a final score of 9-2. Well, let's take you back through the action as we'll start back in the first inning. For Team Maryland, they put up four runs right away as Freyer, Bulger, Aristi, and Baker would all come around to score. Maryland would continue their hot streak in the second inning as Ramel Washington would come around to score the fifth run of the game. Maryland would lead by a score of 5-0 at that point. As in the third inning, Maryland would continue to be dominant as they would put up four runs. Aristi, Crosby, Osorio, and Washington all come around to score as they would then lead that one by a score of 9-0. But in the fourth, Pacific Southwest would get things going as a two-run shot off the bat of center fielder Vincent Rangel over the center field fence. As they'd put up two runs on the board. Those would be the only two runs they would score, however, as Van Groningen and Rangel would be the only two to score runs for that Pacific Southwest team. And no more action would be done by Maryland as they won by a final score of 9-2. And they move to 2-0 on the World Series as the team from Pacific Southwest moves to 2-1 as these two teams battle it out in the Division A pool. These two teams will be back in action tomorrow afternoon as for the Pacific Southwest team. They'll be starting their game at 12:30 over at Cal Seniors Yard, where they'll face off against the Southwest team, as Pacific Southwest will look to get back in the win column. And on the other side, for Team Maryland, they'll be at Cal Seniors Yard following the game from Pacific Southwest, as their game will get underway at 3 o'clock as Maryland faces off against Pacific Northwest. So Team Maryland getting their fair share of the Pacifics, to say the least. Well, that's going to do it here at this one as Maryland walks away winners by a final score of 9-2. Stay tuned for more action is coming up next at Nationals Field. It's going to be the team from New England as they face off against Pacific Northwest. Well, thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. I'm Mitch Gerber. Stay tuned for more action here as just on the other side in a few minutes. We will have that game between the Pacific Northwest team and New England. Maryland walks away winners in this one by a final score of 9-2. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.